Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. Blather. That is what Moscow is calling the charges against 13 Russians for meddling in the 2016 election. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference in Germany, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov questioned the evidence presented by the U.S. Justice Department and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Quote, until we see the facts, he said, quote, everything else is just blather. The indictments suggest that Russia oversaw a criminal and espionage conspiracy to influence the 2016 campaign by supporting Donald Trump and disparaging his rival, Hillary Clinton. U.S. National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster, speaking at the same conference, called the evidence against Russia incontrovertible.
We're becoming more and more adept at tracing the origins of this espionage and subversion. And as you can see with the FBI indictment, the evidence is now really incontrovertible and available in the public domain.
Hundreds turned out at an anti-gun rally in Fort Lauderdale in Florida on Saturday. Survivors of the shooting at the Parkland High School condemned gun laws and railed against the National Rifle Association. Here's Delaney Tarr.
Despite being tipped off to the FBI multiple times, was able to legally purchase an AR-15. He was able to legally purchase that semi-automatic rifle and come into my school and slaughter 17 of my people.
This is VOA News. The Attorney General ordered an immediate review of the U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, in their response to warnings about potential mass killers. The action follows the admission on Friday by the FBI that it ignored a tip-off about the gunman who killed 17 people at the school in Florida on Wednesday. And U.S. President Donald Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump visited a Florida hospital to comfort those wounded in the mass shooting. At Broward Hospital in Pompano Beach, Trump praised the medical staff who treated the victims.
What a great job you've done, and we appreciate it very much. An incredible job, and everybody's talking about it.
Trump later traveled to the Broward County Sheriff's Office, meeting with several law enforcement officers. Nigerian police say three suicide bombers attacked a crowded fish market near the northeastern city of Maiduguri late Friday, killing at least 18 people and wounding some 22 others. The suspected suicide bombers struck about 25 kilometers southeast of the Borno state capital. There were no immediate claim of responsibility for the attacks, which has been hurt by Boko Haram insurgency. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence says the Islamic State group remains a threat despite its recent defeats in Syria and Iraq. Dan Coats told a gathering of world leaders, diplomats, and defense officials at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday that the U.S. assesses that ISIS will remain a threat.
Partly because it's more than just a terrorist organization. It is an ideology and perhaps a theology. And the combination of ideology and theology, I think, outlasts defeats on the battlefield.
An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan gave four death sentences to a man it found guilty of raping and murdering a six-year-old girl. The victim, Zainab Fatima, was attacked last month in her native eastern city. The news of the incident shocked the nation, sparking demands to swiftly bring the killer to justice. A military helicopter carrying two Mexican government officials crashed on Friday, killing people on the ground. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.